This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty Sheriff Officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendo. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome, R-H-O-M-E. He is the author of From the Temple to the Talmud. It was published by the Barnes Review. Their website is barnesreview.org. Also, Dr. Rome writes for the Gnostic Liberation Front. Their website is gnosticliberationfront.com. Alrighty, we were talking about the temple. We were talking about some of the things that they did there. In this book, you've also covered not only animal sacrifice, but human sacrifice. How is human sacrifice part of the Bible, the Old Testament?
Well, the Old Testament really, it's a when you look human sacrifice up in the Old Testament, you find that it occurs at many points. And I maintain, and others maintain as well, that this continued into modern times, and that a particular cult within the Judaic religion still practices what we call ritualized murder, ritual murder. And I had a book under a pseudonym, came out in 2001, Blood Ritual, which covered this whole matter, and basically the book was largely ignored for the most part. But in 2007, a Jewish fellow, his name is Professor Ariel Toaff, T-O-A-F-F. He is a professor at Bar-Ilan University in Israel. And why he did this, I don't know, but he came out with written in Italian, because his father, he was an Italian Jew from Italy. His father was Grand Rabbi of Rome back in older days. And it goes into a lot about the ritual murder cult, and it's quite shocking, really, when you get into it, that and it goes over, as I do in the book Blood Ritual, many of the classic cases that came up through history, including some in modern times. And if you are in doubt that any religion would do such a thing as this, you need to not only read my book, Blood Ritual, which is also available on Amazon and other places. And again, I wrote that under a pseudonym. The pseudonym is Philip DeVere, D-E-V-I-E-R, but just run the title on Amazon. You'll come up with the book if you wish to order it, or you again can email me at eaglerevisionist@aol.com, and I can also send you a copy of it. But Ariel Toaff's book goes into great detail about various ritual murder cases. He was basically... the book was ready to be published and distributed, but he came under a lot of pressure, apparently from the Jews and the Talmudic religion, and he withdrew the book before before it was actually distributed. I'm sure that cost some money to do that because copies were already published and had to be destroyed. But some of them got out, and three Italian fellows did an excellent English translation of it under the title Blood Passovers. And in Italian, Pasqua di Sangue is the title of it. But they made an English translation that is available free online. If you can't find it, again, email me, eaglerevisionist@aol.com, and I can arrange for you to have an e-book copy of it.
Could you give us some examples of some modern-day blood sacrifices?
Well, yes. I don't have the book right here in front of me at all right now, but they have occurred at various times, and some say that they occur quite frequently. And we have to remember, basically, the blood sacrifices aim on capturing either very young Christian children or young Christian adults. And when you look at how many people, how many young children and young adults disappear untraceable every year in the United States and all over the world, you can see no reason why that some of those cases involve them. In modern times, I'll go back earlier than modern times.
Okay.
Go back to 1475, and one of the most well-known cases of that day and later on was Little Saint Simon of Trent, who was a boy in Trent, Italy, Trento, Italia, and it was captured by the Jews and executed and sacrificed. He was made a saint in the Catholic Church. If you go back into all of that, you find that there were, in the Catholic and the Orthodox tradition, there are over 20, quote-unquote, ritual murder saints, children and young adults who were murdered by this cult. And in, I believe it was in early 70s, that the Bishop of Trent declared that the case of Saint Simon of Trent was not valid. The Vatican agreed, and they canceled any devotions to Saint Simon of Trent, and they also canceled devotions to most of the other ritual murder saints. Again, search online, you will find all kinds of things about this. Whether you choose to believe or not, be up to you, but the evidence is there, and many, I think, even today, that many young adults who disappear, there's no reason to assume that the cult is not still active.
Yikes. All righty, let's take a caller. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
Especially you, Dr. Bill. I'm sort of a revelation sort of interpreter of word craft, and I've discerned that there are many disguised meanings within the words that we're talking about and addressed this morning, particularly Kabbalah and Talmud. And there's my inspired revealed meaning that Kabbalah is actually correctly interpreted to be simply of worshippers of God Baal. And likewise, the Talmud has relationships to both Shah and Ta. The IH is significant in and of itself. Is likely a demonic god reference. And the Mu, M-U, or M-O, for Moloch, is where they sacrificed burnt offerings to the fires of Moloch. I'm wondering if you have discerned some of these similar meanings hidden within these word terms we've been received with.
I appreciate bringing that to our attention.
Okay, we are getting ready to go into a three-minute break, and we can pick this up on the other side of the break. So, Chris, if you'd like to stay over the break, that would be perfectly fine. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome, and he is the author of From the Temple to the Talmud, and that was published by the Barnes Review. And Chris, we have Chris from Las Vegas, and you were just about to answer Chris's questions or comments, Dr. Rome.
Well, I was glad to hear that he's obviously a skilled translator. I have a very dear friend who's also in the translation business, so I really appreciate that profession. And, yes, that is what I understand. What he said about the origins of the words is very, very, very correct, and I'm delighted that he came on to tell us about this.
Indeed. Chris, well, did you have other comments?
Well, two little things. One, I certainly have been inspired that Solomon is the man god of the sun, or sun man god, and also Abraham is from Ab, Ra, the sun god, Shem, the Shemite, or Sodomite. And so I think these are, in fact, fairy tales from the Pharisees, who were the sea people, and I would hope that maybe you would relate your email contact very clearly so we could get that information, and I would love to communicate with you.
Yes, let me again give my email address. I will say it and spell it, eaglerevisionist@AOL.com. That's EagleRevisionist, eaglerevisionist@AOL.com. And I love to correspond with people online, so please let me know what you're thinking about all this. And I also wanted to bring up the point that that the Hebrew God, Yahovah, Yahweh, depends on where you put your Hebrew vowels, of course. When you look at the book of Genesis, you find that more than one name is used for God, and apparently there were multiple gods in Egypt that the Hebrews looked at, but they finally chose to emphasize one of them over all the others. And a lot of the mistakes at believing that the Hebrew religion, the Talmudic religion, is a quote-unquote monotheistic faith is an error. A lot of that comes from Martin Luther's translation. He was a skilled translator, but he also knew that he didn't want to deal with the idea that there was maybe more than one God mentioned. So he just translated it all as God the Head, God the Lord, and that's all he did with it. But when you look closely at the book of Genesis, you see other deities are named. And all of this came out of Egypt. Basically, the whole Hebrew religion arose in Egypt and based on a lot of Egyptian mythology.
Well, I certainly concur, and I know that there's some recent revealed insights into some of the interpretations of the symbols on the different buildings in Egypt, or Kemet, that comport with my inspiration that there are many secret meanings hidden within the word terms that we commonly accept as common terms these days, which are precisely different than what they're advertised in. But I thank you so much for bringing this truth on Deanna's show, and Deanna, to you and RBN for having this guest on.
Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, well, yeah, I appreciate Chris coming on and talking with us. That was very informative.
Yes. All righty. Let's take Ben in New York. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ben. I forgot the guy's name. But
Dr. Rome.
Sorry, Dr. Rome. Yeah, ritual killing. Even in New York, they were renovating a synagogue on Eldridge Street, and they found a little boy's body in the mix that they were renovating, hidden in some cavern or something. So yeah, the ritualistic killing, and were primarily looking for white Christian children, which was always what they looked for, as far as killing children and so forth. In our family we have Judaism, but I wanted to investigate it a little bit about it. I just got sick of hearing the rabbi condemning Christians and the Holocaust crap and the nonsense. So I got into researching, and everything you spoke about, I uncovered, and on a continuum of how this thing continues. And the same thing today, that they run the same game today, same as they ran it back then, and people don't wake up, and America doesn't wake up to what the game is all about control and seducing the nations and destroying the nations to be converted to what their teachings are. Because as a Gentile, you're a goyim or a cattle, and that's what they teach today. And I will be picking up your book as soon as I can. So this is good because I've been, and the Area 12 book, I do have the original copy that he had put out, which is so hard to find they have to be destroyed by the ABL. They came after him, they wanted to hang this guy. And that's what the problem that came, that the book was banned, or a second edition was released, which I guess is a softer version as to what he wrote on the first time. But the first one is the most difficult to get, and it goes for thousands if you find it at times. And thank
you. You're very correct. Yes, that is very true.
All righty. Thank you so much, Ben. All right. We have an email from Joe. And he says, I had to read this book in a Jewish history class. It shows a Jew unjustly persecuted. Does Dr. Rome know of it? And the book is called The Fixer, and it's by Malamud. It's a Malamud novel. The Fixer provides a fictionalized version of the Beilis case, B-E-I-L-I-S. Menachem Mendel Beilis was a Jew unjustly imprisoned in Tsarist Russia. The novel is about Yaakov Bach, a Jewish handyman or fixer. While living in Kiev without official papers, Bach was arrested on suspicion of murder when a Christian boy is killed during Passover. And then Joe has some questions. He says, does not animal sacrifice go back to Cain and Abel? And to Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God, but Cain's was rejected. And as far as I remember, Cain offered the fruits of the ground, and in my own interpretation, I think okay, he was a grower, he was in agriculture, while Abel was a shepherd, and the fruits of the ground, I thought, well, you know, the stuff that falls off the tree, it gets bruised, and it's kind of, you know, you don't necessarily want the fruit of the ground, but that's what Cain offered. And then the other question, did the Hebrews ever worship Molech, or were they influenced by the Canaanites, which required sacrifice of the firstborn into fire? Okay, your comment on Joe's email.
Yes, Molech was one of the gods. He's mentioned in Old Testament, but not in great detail at all. And he was a human sacrifice god that the early Hebrews essentially worshipped, and worshipped him by doing human sacrifices. So that's a very shocking thing. I am familiar with Bernard Malamud's book. It's been a long time since I read it, but I am familiar with it. And if you want to find out more about that case, use whatever search engines you like, Google whatever the Beilis case, and you will come up with all kinds of different interpretations of it. But you may find that many of them affirm the truth of the matter rather than trying to deny it.
Right.
People murder is a fact, goes on, still goes on, and it didn't say much about it at all, like what we're saying on the air right now. It's considered
okay.
A horrible
Dr. Rome, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome. He is the author of From the Temple to the Talmud, published by The Barnes Review. The Barnes Review's website is just barnesreview.org. Dr. Rome also writes for the Gnostic Liberation Front. Their website is gnosticliberationfront.com. And just a word about the novel The Fixer by Bernard Malamud. It was published in 1966 by Farrar, Strau, and Giroux, and it won a Pulitzer Prize for fiction. No surprise there. Alrighty. Did you have something to add to what Ben said?
No, not really at this time. I'm glad that he called in and shared these things with us. But basically, when you look at the Hebrew religion and how it arose and how it basically came out of Egyptian and Babylonian folklore more than anything else, and that they worshipped other gods as well, like Moloch, who was a human sacrifice god, which they worshipped and did what was required to worship them. But we see that when you say that Christianity, Judaism, and Islam are monotheistic religions, that's a bit of an error. More than a bit of an error, it is an error.
Okay.
And the Islamic people like to call God Allah, which comes from the Hebrew, Allah, which means the one God. But again, when you go back into all of that, you find that the original Allah most likely was a moon god of sorts, or actually three moon gods. And then when you get into the book of Genesis, you see that there are more than one name is used for God. If you read the Hebrew, you see that very clearly. But we are told basically what is a hoax, that all three of the Semitic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, are monotheistic and worship only, quote unquote, the one God. That is an error.
Okay.
And yes.
Did you have anything to respond with to Joe's email?
Tell me again what.
He says, "Does not animal sacrifice go back to Cain and Abel? Abel's was accepted by God, but Cain's was rejected. Your thoughts on that?"
Well, that is true, and basically, you could say that the fruits of the soil represent vegetarian diet, while that the animals represent flesh-eating diet. But that is in Book of Genesis is very confusing. Most Christians have not read it, but when you do, you find many things that stand out to challenge us as to what really the early religions believed.
Sure. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Dennis in New York. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes,
thank you.
I'm a new listener for the last few months. I love your show, A Seeker of the Truth and a Revealer of the Truth. And Dr. Rome, excellent work you've done. I'd like to mention a few documentaries I've discovered on YouTube. One is entitled The Ring of Power. And the woman who presents this, she doesn't introduce herself, her name, she's never on camera, but she narrates this 4-hour, 54-minute long documentary. And it is a history of the Hebrews, if you will, an Egyptian version based on Egyptian parchments and hieroglyphics. And it's absolutely fascinating. The Hebrews were known as Hyksos, Hyksos. They were nomadic tribe of craftsmen. And, of course, they were welcomed into Egypt. And they became very wealthy. They were in Egypt for 300 years. They were never enslaved. They became very rich merchants. And consequently, in time, they started marrying into the hierarchy of the Egyptian society, and there were full-blooded Hyksos who became pharaohs. And this history presented by this woman is absolutely fascinating. I'm former Vietnam era Navy. I worked intelligence, so I'm capable of research and critical thinking, and I've researched her research, and it's watertight and airproof, you know. But anyway, as they married into a hierarchy and became pharaohs, this created problems with the full-blooded Egyptians, and they literally kicked the Hyksos out of Egypt for that reason, at which time there was a full-blooded Hyksos pharaoh named Tutmosis. He lied to the Egyptians and convinced them he was full-blooded Egyptian. Consequently, he had lied to his Hyksos fellow countrymen, so to speak. But he fought the Canaanites to help gain land for his Hyksos relatives. And everything about Judaism is eclectic. For example, the name Israel is based on three Egyptian gods. Is short for Isis. Re, of course, the Egyptian god of the sun. And El is the Egyptian god of creation. The Hyksos had lived in Egypt for 300 years before they were booted out. They spoke Egyptian, they worshipped Egyptian gods, and so forth. And the Zionist agenda, if I may, just there's another web a documentary by Ted Pike on YouTube. It's entitled "The Other Israel," and he talks about their capture into Babylon and how, when they were released after 75 years by the new king, only half the Israelis went back to Jerusalem. The other half stayed in Babylon because by then they had become wealthy merchants as well. And they stayed there, and that's where they drew up their Talmud. The Talmud is based on some Babylonian philosophy, if you will. And eventually they were kicked out of Babylon after 300 years and migrated on into Western Europe. So, and there's one more documentary, so to speak. It's an interview with Dr. Sabrowski. He used to teach at the military school in Annapolis in Maryland. The man has incredible credentials in discernment and military and warfare tactics and so forth and so on. And he declares that 9/11 was a Mossad job. Mossad is the Israeli intelligence agency. And he has overwhelming evidence that 9/11 was, in fact, a Mossad affair. And, of course, Larry Silverstein, the guy that owned the two towers and Building 7 that was not hit by anything, he reinsured the two buildings 2 weeks before 9/11 to include terrorism, and he pocketed $7 billion on the deal, which sounds like it was insider information. So those are the only comments I have, and I'll listen to your response on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. All right.
Well,
Dr.
Yes, yes, I'm very very appreciative of coming on the air and sharing that with us. I had meant to mention earlier when we were talking about the alleged monotheism that the name Israel does come from three gods, the Egyptian gods, Isis, Ra, and El, and they don't want to talk about that, of course, particularly that there's more than one god mentioned, which there is. Most people don't want to hear about this. Again, your Christian churches are not going to tell you anything about this other than to deny it, and most pastors are just not going to talk with you very much about it. And so we worship one God. God is God, and Jesus is God, and that's all they're going to tell you about it. But there is our callers that have brought to our attention, which I really appreciate folks calling in like that, that this is not necessarily the truth at all. And again, go ask your pastor about it if you want. He or she will tell you many things. See what they have to say. Again, if you want to be truly evil, give them a copy of my book.
All righty. All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we'll take some more calls.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome. He is the author of From the Temple to the Talmud, published by the Barnes Review. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Let's take Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
I'm sorry, Deanna. Paul actually dropped.
Oh, Paul dropped. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's take Greg in California. Greg, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. Good morning, Dr. Rome. I had two questions. In your opinion, Dr. Rome, were there two sects of Jews that are considered, one is the chosen, and then of course Zionist ones are not? Were there a true sect or faction of Jewry that God actually accepted as the chosen? What is your opinion about that? Were they ever the chosen? Did he choose them for what reason? Is that all a lie?
I do not believe that any of them were the chosen, the quote-unquote chosen people is a great myth that's been propagated for centuries and centuries and centuries. The Jews wrote the Old Testament to have it just like they wanted, and that... Yeah, and again, you go to most Christian pastors, most Christian churches, not all of them, they're going to tell you, yes, we must honor and love the Jews because God tells us they're the quote-unquote chosen people. But when you look at that, that is a myth put in the Old Testament by the Jews. The Old Testament was written by the Jews. The Masoretic rabbis worked on it over 900 years to get it just like they wanted it. And that myth has continued to plague us down through the centuries, that the Jews are the chosen people. And almost every Christian religion, not all of them, but almost every one of them, every Christian denomination preaches this scam, if you will.
That's what I've always believed, but especially studying Christian identity. But most of us with any sense, you know, we have no racism in our demeanor at all. But yet, do you think Christian identity movement or British Israelism is a fabrication of a racist attitude?
I basically do. I know this is going to probably tee off a lot of people, but yeah, it is a false religion, and there is no real evidence that the Aryan people ever came from Israel or came from anywhere near there, had anything to do with it. I appreciate Christian identity believers. Most of them are white nationalists, whom I honor and consider myself one of. But the religion is basically a false doctrine, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yes, sir. The other last question basically is, I'd love to, may I contact you, Dr. Rome, in an email sometime about a couple of questions?
Oh, please do. I hope that you will. Please contact me. Please do.
Yes, sir. I have one last question. Was it a requirement through our Lord Jesus or his Father? Yeah, he had multiple personalities. No, I'm just kidding. but was it ever a requirement through our Heavenly Father that the Jews, sacrifice, to do what they did? Was it a fabrication of Judaism, or was it a requirement? I mean, I don't ever reading in there that it was a requirement, but all I ever remember was that they did that. Now, in your opinion, through your research, what's your expertise opinion on that? Was it a requirement, or was it a fabrication conjured by Jews?
I don't think it was a fabrication so much that when you read the Old Testament, you find many examples of human sacrifice. Again, study about the god Moloch, it's spelled M-O-L-O-C-H in English, and you can do your search engine on that and come up with a lot of things that you'll see. Again, I say, and this again will tee off a lot of people, the Bible is a Jewish book. It was written by Jews, for Jews, and for those whom the Jews wish to deceive. When you get into the New Testament, you find much the same doctrines and dogma, and thank God the Gnostic texts have been found, and we see that early Christianity was very, very, very different from what we have today before us. So I appreciate you bringing this information to us.
So you're not saying it was a requirement by God for the Jews to do that?
I think it was evidently it was some kind of requirement, because they have continued to do it, and you see when you look at Old Testament objectively, you see that there are many, 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 many examples of it. So you have to say that it must be something that was originally required.
I got to talk to you about that. All right. Thank you, Deanna, Dr. Rome, very much.
Well, thank you so much, Greg.
Okay, dear.
All righty. About this word chosen, there are scriptures in the New Testament that talk about a chosen generation. And it states that, and why are you not chosen? Because you have basically been disobedient. So in my own mind, I think that a chosen person is one that is obedient. And you mention in your book that the Jews have decided to become their own their own Messiah. And so when you talk about a chosen people, and you note that the Jews are supposed to be that chosen people, I think it's because they've decided that they're going to be, as you say in your book, their own Messiah, and that they want to, I will read it from your book, it will attain world domination by the dissolution of other races, by the abolition of frontiers, the annihilation of monarchy, and by the establishment of a world republic in which the Jews will everywhere exercise the privilege of citizenship. Now, you're talking about a new world order, and I think that they've decided to choose themselves, and totally and irregardless of what has been said in the scriptures.
Yes, you are very correct about that, that it, the chosen people, quote-unquote chosen people, it's basically a scam. And again, we're probably going to anger a lot of religious believers by saying that, but basically it is a scam. And the true chosen people are ones, for me, that speak the truth about whatever is before us.
Yes, I would agree with that. Sure. People who have a value system, not people who exploit and steal and scam and cheat other people. I think we have to look at behavior when we're talking about chosen. And certainly, as you indicated, this is kind of a scam that the Jews have decided that they're going to be that race of people or that group of people.
That's exactly what they have decided. And when you look at it, most of the Judaic religion is based on that. And again, Christianity plays right in to the matter. Almost all Christian denominations, almost all of them. There may be a couple that don't, but basically the Jews, we must love the Jews because they're the chosen people of God, and we know this. Why do we know this? Because the Bible tells us. So we look at the Bible, and that is what it says. Again, Bible is a Jewish book written for Jews, by Jews.
Where exactly does it say that?
I don't know that I've
ever seen it say the Jews are chosen people. I think it's just rhetoric people don't really read the Bible.
Yes, for the most part it is rhetoric. You are very correct about that. I'm glad you bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, I defy anybody to find in the Bible that says the Jews are the chosen people above all. That's just their idea. Anyway, hey, thanks for being on the program today. It's been delightful having you and chatting with you. We'll have to do this again soon.
I'm glad you had me on the program. Thank you very much.
All righty. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you on Monday.